And now, last but not least, as you look around this room today, there are more than 40 years of baseball memories sitting here today. Let's give all of these former players a well-deserved round of applause. Not to mention those who are not able to be here. Each of you represent a chapter in the history of this program. The memories we've shared today, the friendship you maintained, and the stories you told about Coach Maiden and this program are part of a legacy that spans generations. But the truth be told, none of this would have happened without one very special person. That is the man who first introduced me to the game of baseball. He is the reason I fell in love with the sport. He's the reason I became a coach. Without him, none of us would be gathered here today. He is a veteran of the United States military, a retired educator and Chicago Public School principal, a youth basketball and baseball coach, a mentor, and a trusted counselor to countless young people and families. Allow me to share something personal about this man that I've only shared once, that I've only shared one other time. When I was in high school, I carried a photo of this man in my wallet and proudly told people he was my father. That's the level of adoration and respect and love I have always had for him. Today, it is my privilege not only to introduce him as our next speaker, but also to recognize him as the recipient of our Humanitarian of the Year Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming and honoring Mr. Earl Ware, my brother-in-law, and Patricia Ware, his wife, who just so happened to be my oldest sister. They have been together for 51 years and joined in Holy Matrimony for the last 46 years. Mr. and Mrs. Earl Ware, Lifetime Service and Humanitarian Excellence Award. It is with great honor and sincere appreciation that we present this Humanitarian Man of the Year Award to a man whom service, compassion, and dedication have touched the lives of many. Through his unwavering commitment to outreach, leadership, mentorship, and powerful words of wisdom, he has inspired hope, strengthened communities, and guided others toward a brighter future. His actions reflect the true spirit of humanitarian service, given selflessly, leading by example, and uplifting others along the way. This lifetime VIP member, Coach Maiden Reunion Team, 1980 through 2020. Therefore, with gratitude and admiration, we proudly present this award to Earl Ware, presented on this 27th day of June, 2026 AD, presented by Michael E. Maiden, the coach.
I am honored that Coach Maiden have invited me on today. I will not be long before you. We've had a long day. Coach Maiden is a great humanitarian. He has provided services, counseling, and instruction to his players that have been life-saving. He has prepared them to learn self-control. It was said over 2,000 years ago that when preparation meets opportunity, that is good luck. However, when opportunities come and lack of preparation, that is certainly a recipe for disaster. His use of his faith has allowed him to travel across the country on less than a dime. He has given his most valuable resource, which is his time, to help young people to realize what they can do. He has constantly lifted up others. In fact, his lifting up has given people a much brighter future. And it's been a blessing that will be lifelong. Coach has constantly looked like tried to run uphill. Many, many years ago, the beginning of civilization, the Nile River was running uphill, continued to run uphill. Coach Maiden has continued to run uphill. And so he, just like Old Man River, he just keep rolling and rolling along. May God bless and keep him as he keep on rolling and rolling along. May God continue to bless him and keep him.
Thank you.